Well, howdy doody, everybody.
We don't
have an intro yet. We have to come up with something for an intro for this, but we'll see.
We'll get that figured out. No worries.
You'll figure it out, guys. So for those of you who don't know us, I am Dr. Sue, otherwise known as Sue Storm, otherwise known as Dr. Sue. You can just throw it all out. Do whatever you want with that. And my good, welcomely friend here is...
I am Amelia Divine.
Oh, because you are so divine.
I am. That's just all there is to it.
That's right. Divine, friend. So what we decided to do, Amelia and I were talking, and yes, we both each have our own show, but it's easier to do a show. First of all, I miss live radio. I just love live radio. So... missing that, but all things aside, everybody kind of wanted us to do something together on top of, it's just easier to talk with someone else as opposed to just sitting and talking by yourself with having feedback. Yeah.
It's more fun because, I mean,
Mucho
yeah.
more fun.
And the thing is no, we're friends. But we have our own ideas on things. So I love the fact it's going to be a bitch talk because I have a feeling some bitchiness may come out just because.
I'm hoping. Like, come on. That is the whole goddamn point. So anyways, we are here to bring you all the topics that are sexual in nature. So if you are offended by anything sexual, move on. If you're offended by naughty language.
Unclutch your pearls and go away.
Yeah, you're going to have to remove the stick from your behind if you want to listen to us. We're happy to surgically do it for y'all. But
oh, yeah, or if we just have to stick it up further, you know, whichever works.
There you go.
I mean,
so anyways, this is a show for you guys to be able to bitch. I mean, it's not just us bitching here. You guys are allowed to call in, and we want you to, 657-383-0031. And we want to hear what you think on tonight's topic, which is porn addiction.
Porn addiction.
Oh!
Is it even a fucking thing?
Right.
And I have opinions.
I have many opinions on this, and people aren't going to like my opinions.
Oh,
but
I know people aren't
going to
like mine. I know they're
that's
not going to like
mine.
That's
quite all right. That's the whole point here on Bitch Talk. We ain't going to agree. We're not all going to agree on every topic, but we're going to have some fun.
We're going to have something.
What is that? Okay, so we know that the first couple of shows, you guys are going to be shy. You're probably not going to be coming out, and you're probably not going to be phoning in. But we still want you to. So we, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call. If you, especially if you're a gentleman listening in right now and you think you have a porn addiction, we actually have a checklist that will help you figure out if you have one or not for realsies. But first of all, I think it would be really cool. So, before we move any further, because I'm bouncing around all over the place, get used to that.
Hey, we warned them. There's like no plan on this.
And
we
I'm not getting high right now.
Them.
I say, hand to God, I don't have my vape. I'm not doing anything. I'm sober. So I'm just that flighty. So anyways,
I'm not sober. Not at
just
this time.
In case you're wondering, goes off well and you guys like it and you start participating and we start having some fun, we will spin it off on its own. But in the meantime, you'll be able to listen to Bitch Talk on both the Sissy Whisperer and In Bed with Dr. Sue. So you're getting like two feeds for the price of one.
Oh, yeah. It's
and don't forget, guys, you got a lot of wealth of knowledge here. So feel free to email us questions. We're happy to answer them for you. Hop into chat. We're happy to answer them from you. Yeah, you guys can hop into chat, too. That's another thing. Come on over and hop into chat and talk to us. There's just so many ways that you can converse with us. And think of it this way. It's free. I'm just saying, you got our ears right now. You just pick up the phone and you could get your answers.
I've even got my Discord open. So if my little patrons come in there, they can talk and add their little two cents. There's lots of ways to get in touch with us.
Ooh,
I'm even kind of keeping an eye on
someone,
Twitter, too. So.
But how does someone find out about your Discord? Like, you have a private Discord group. I do, too, but mine's not running yet.
It is a private Discord. You do have to join my Patreon. On my Patreon. The reason why is because, one, Patreon does support my podcast, The Sissy Whisperer, which does come out the third Wednesday of every month. Of course, it might be a little late this month because life. But it is the reason why I have you join Patreon is because I am not going to have little 14-year-old little shits joining in my Discord just because I can. So you join my Patreon. You do get a link to my Discord. You can come into my Discord anytime. Usually I'm based mostly during the day, but I've come on here at night too. I usually have my Discord on, and I have my mic on. And I don't mind chit-chatting while I'm doing some work on the computer or whatnot. I've got a couple of patrons that are in there, and we chit-chat all day long. And plus, you get to have support from other sissies and other ABDLs. So it's just kind of a little private sissy room.
Support group. It's fun.
Right. I sit on my throne, and everybody just chills and relax.
Can't get any better than that, my friends. I'm telling you. And that's the reason why I'm going to do one, too. But I'm putting up courses. If anybody's wondering what I'm doing, I'm writing books, creating courses. I'm doing a bunch of stuff behind the scenes that's going to all plop at once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you haven't heard from me for a while. So there you go. We are busy little bees.
But that's how you do it.
That's true.
I don't want to sit around and not do anything. I'd be bored as fuck.
I want to say hi to Cheryl Black, who's listening to us right now. Hi, Cheryl. We love you.
Hey, Cheryl.
Yay. You guys know Cheryl on Twitter. She's at Hushes. Go check her out. Check her out, baby. And you know who else is listening? Who else is listening right now? Tegan Marie. We know Tegan's out there. Hey, baby T.
Hi, Tegan. Hey, girl.
And thank you to everybody who voted in our polls. I think we're going to start off with that just to kind of give you guys an idea of, we did our little mini polls on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And our first one was, how often do you watch porn? That was for the boys. Out of 66 votes, okay, granted, that's a pretty pathetic poll, but still. 1.5% said never.
They're lying.
That's pretty damn low, too. So I'm going to give them that
like,
one.
That was the one person. It's probably the one person that is like total Helen Keller shit and can't hear, see, or talk. That's why they've never watched it. Because that's a fucking lie.
Okay, so there's half a person here. We're going to give him, actually it's one and a half, so we'll give one and a half people that never watches porn. Okay, 9.1% did it a few times a year, 37.9% several times a day, and the big winner was 51.5% a few times a week. So the notable part about that is the several times a day. Look at how close that was.
I know.
That's
I was
a lot
at that.
Of porn watching.
In my personal opinion,
that's a lot of porn watching.
I don't think I could get into it that much.
Well, here's the funny thing.
We did a poll if we actually watch, because this is the ones the one that really intrigues me are the men or the females, but mainly the men who watch porn, and they actually watch it from beginning to end. For the whole storyline and everything.
Yeah.
I would love to hear
from the ones that have a storyline. They don't all have a storyline. So, kind of hard to say. But women, okay, check out women. Women was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting it to be this even. So we only had 22 votes. The smallest was a few times a year to never, which was 18.2%.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the difference. 1.5 on the men, 18% never. For women. That I buy. I do buy that. I'm in
that.
I do not watch a lot of porn, like a couple times a year.
Yeah,
that's all. I just don't have time. I don't know how anyone has time for this shit.
I don't get into it. It's just not
it's
something
weird.
I really get into. I mean, I'll watch it. The only time I really watch it, and I don't even count this, is if I'm watching it with, like, one of my fans calling me up. They want to watch porn. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. That's fine.
Oh, I don't even include that. I'm just talking for my own pleasure.
Yeah,
so
I don't find a pleasure out
pleasure.
Of it. I just don't find a pleasure out of it.
I don't.
It's like just a really bad Marvel movie because these fucking people don't get in these positions in normal. You can't.
Oh my God.
It's painful almost. I'm like, honey.
They are, and we'll get into that a bit later. But yes, I agree with you. There's a lot of violence that doesn't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work. But look at the difference between men and women. 27.3% every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't give them a few times a day. I'm really hoping, ladies, that we're not doing a few times a day. That would kind of make me sad for you.
Women are too
whatever.
Damn busy. We're too damn busy.
This is my point. And then, so our biggest one was 31.8, which is a few times a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it sounds like it's pretty much the same as the guys where that's concerned. But it was really even. So you got 27.3%, 22.7%, 31.8%, and 18.2%. That's a full split right across the board.
Yeah, that is. I
don't
know.
As opposed to
men
who are 51.5% a few times a week.
But like I said, it also does make you wonder who is actually watching it and then who just gets horny, pops on Pornhub, and then watches, you know, just a
grabs
couple of
a free
minutes,
clip
can,
for 5 seconds
yeah.
and hopped off.
And
yeah, 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 yeah.
There you go.
I would think that would be more women, don't you?
It would be more women, I would think.
Because
the
time constraints?
I don't know. I mean, now
I
that we've got
either.
Porn
just,
on
I,
our phones and porn everywhere, I mean, guy can run to the bathroom, hop into the stall, and pop on Pornhub.
It's the whole thing is just damn sad. To be totally honest. Well, okay, so guys, the other one was, do you think you have a porn addiction? 43 votes, okay. 39.5% said no. 60.5% said yes.
I love the honesty here.
And that is, you know, that's just people self-diagnosing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you have a porn addiction, you probably do. Because that's not cool. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
60% of people voluntarily say they think they're addicted to porn. That's sad to me.
Well, you know, and here's also something else to take into consideration. And this is just me being that whole analytical brain going on. It was 2020 happening and us being
mm-hmm.
locked in.
Oh, my God. The stats from that's got to be through the roof. There's got to
mm-hmm.
be a vast difference between 2019
right.
and 2020. Would have been interesting to get Pornhub stats on that one. Like what
right.
the did they increase? And I'm sure they did because I remember someone saying something about it going way, way up during,
mm-hmm.
especially during quarantine last spring. Like not
and then whenever
2021 spring,
so
2020
much,
spring.
When you do it so much and you find that release, and I'm telling you, you know, you have it doesn't matter how big of an orgasm you have, it's releasing that serotonin. And that's what is the addictive part.
Mm-hmm. So you got
and,
a lot. You got serotonin. You got dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot being released that makes you feel real dandy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that.
That's the addiction part.
So check this out. Check these stats out. Every second, 28,258 users are watching porn on the internet.
Wow.
This is basically all internet stats.
Wow.
Every second. $3,075. Is being spent on porn every second.
Hmm.
372 people are typing the word adult into a search engine every second.
It's a lonely
That's
fucker.
Crazy. That is motherfucking crazy. Like, holy shit. Okay, so every day, 37 porn videos are created. Oh, way more than that. Don't even go there.
Say.
That's way low. I know one bitch will do that in a week, like or in a day. Like it's like there's no way. No, sorry, that's way low.
Oh, so
I don't know where they got that from.
I'm adding to my website. I'm like, wait a minute.
Way low on that one. 2.5 billion emails containing porn are sent or received. I could see that.
Yeah.
68 million search queries related to pornography are generated every day. 116,000 queries related to child porn.
Oh, did we have to bring up cheese pizza?
It's there, though. Unfortunately, it is a thing. We will do a separate show on what we don't like with that. That's for damn sure.
Oh, God.
Because that is actually being fed in the industry, and I don't like what I'm seeing. It's disgusting. But, okay, so check this out. You want how much this shit costs you and I as taxpayers? So
oh,
the financial cost of porn.
The cost
business,
is double because we're in the damn industry.
Well, hopefully
we're
reaping gonna
pay
some
our
of it back. Hopefully we're one of those people making 37 porn movies a day. Like, my God. Okay, so this is how much it costs. So $16.9 billion a year in lost productivity because of up to 37 million people viewing porn at work.
Damn.
And if you don't think that cost isn't slid your way in your product pricing, you're wrong.
That's
because
that
it will be.
Canceled my DoorDash. It's in there banging it off.
It's every right. Like, holy.
Oh, we've lost you. Have we lost Dr. Sue or have we lost me? I am not hearing anything. We're kind of. We got a very, very chattery breaking up Dr. Sue. So we will. Am I breaking up? Because it sounds like you're breaking up. I'm hearing a breakup. Let me try to get out of here and I'll get back in.
All righty, Roni.
All right.
In the meantime, I'm going to grab our caller. How do you do this? You're on Bitch Talk. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Dr. Sue.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Brian. Who's this?
This is Dr. Sue.
Oh, hi, Dr. Sue. Keegan told me I should call.
What's that?
I said Keegan told me I should call. It's kind of breaking up. But, yeah.
So I am breaking up. I'm the one that's
breaking
up?
You're breaking up. Yes, you are breaking up.
Oh, for the love of the Lord. Am I coming in now?
Nope, still breaking up.
Still
who we
breaking
have
up. Okay.
Should I call back?
No. You stay right there. Amelia,
all right.
Take over, and I'll call back.
You call, okay. Sounds good. Who am I talking to?
My name
Brian.
Is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
How's your day?
It is good and interesting. That's about all I'll say. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. So what's
my
up?
My girlfriend in Kansas City said I should call in, and you were talking about the insight about porn addiction.
Right.
And I necessarily don't believe in it so much an addiction, but a habit, where a habit is more along the lines of you smoke a cigarette or you eat potato chips at night or something along those lines. I being addicted to porn is more along the, how hard can that addiction be just to create that one moment of, you know, I need to talk to somebody, I need to, like, jerk off before I go to work. I need to. If you're addicted to cocaine, if you're addicted to heroin, which are very sad things. I mean, you have to go get them. Like with porn addiction, I don't have to go get them. I mean, it's a habit, but I don't have to like stop my day and go, all right, I'm in the middle of lunch. I chef for a living. I'm in the middle of lunch. I can't like all of a sudden go, all right, guys, I'll be right back. Where are you going? I need my fix. I gotta go
get them off.
Right. Fix the soup. I'll be back. Oh, I swear.
You know, honestly, I do partially agree with you, but here's one thing to think about. is with any addiction, it doesn't matter what the addiction is. I mean, even working out can become an addiction. And, I mean, I've known people that do their nails. That's an addiction. It's really about what you're...
Well, I'm
listening to you guys. Can you hear me now?
Oh, who's that? Yes, yes.
I've been listening to you speaking.
Okay, cool. But what I'm saying is it really the addiction of watching porn? Or is it the addiction of what you get out of it?
It's what you get out of it. As with anything, when you're talking addictions, you're looking at not just the substance, but the habit. So you have the two combined. So when you're looking at, say, a heroin addiction, once we remove the addiction to the substance, then you start working on the habit. Because it is simply a matter of breaking habits at that point, which is why you use things like cognitive behavioral therapy.
And that's what Brian was saying, was that it's more of a habit than an addiction.
It does become a habit.
That's
absolutely
what I, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it starts off as
and
a
And it
habit,
becomes
though.
Lazy. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and I said, you've become lazy in that it's easier for you to get yourself off, to get yourself, you know what you like, you hop to the porn you want. It's fast, it's simple, and it's easy.
Yeah, but the thing is that sometimes I don't want to make a mess, and I don't want to make a mess of her. Or, like, I'm just by myself, and, like, listen, all right, I don't need to go through the whole system of getting to the point of where, you know, I need to get you off because you need to get with me. I don't need to turn you on because of the fact, I mean, granted, ladies, I know, I understand.
It's a lot of work.
Like,
no,
but
to be fair, it is.
Right. And, like, say, for example, you weren't in the mood. Like, say, for the both of you, weren't in the mood. And I'm like, hey, look, I need to get off. And then you're like, no, back shit off. I'm not dealing with you right now. So it's better to get on a video. Like, I don't want to go anyplace else if I was with a woman. I'm single now. But, I mean, in that point of where I was with in a relationship, I'm not going to go outside the house because that's not who I am. I'll whack off to the chick on the screen or the couple on the screen or the two dudes on the screen or whatever I need to get off on. But it's more along the lines that that's not – it's a habit. It's not an addiction.
You're deciding, though, a habit for you or for somebody else. Just like people can do drugs. People can do drugs or drink, and like one person could go out there and they could do a line of coke, and they're cool, and that's all they need for like a month or 2 months or 6 months or whatever. But they like to go out and have a line of coke. That's kind of like a habit. But when you go into an addiction, that's when you're depending on what you're getting out of it. So it all starts as a habit and leads into an addiction.
Agreed. That is usually exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, since we're on that, why don't we look at some of the ways
Tegan. Tegan should call in. She knows hears me.
Tegan knows she can call in anytime she wants
to call in.
I know.
Of course.
Tegan?
Okay, hold on. What do we got here?
While you're looking, I want to say what Cheryl Black said, because she's got a good point here. CP, or cheese pizza, that's what I like to call it, should not be part of porn stats. That phrase is...
Explain what CP is. Not everyone knows what it is.
Child porn.
Child pornography.
I agree with
that's
her.
That's not normal porn.
All right, so I agree too. Right.
Yeah, because that's just new.
That is bullshit right there, because it has nothing to do with it.
What
I was
daddy?
Looking up. What's that?
But would you call me daddy?
Yes.
What?
And that is another show that we should do, because there is a huge difference between playing.
To any of you two, would you call me daddy?
There is nothing wrong with that.
Would I call you daddy?
Because you're not acting it out as an infant or a child.
Right.
And this is where things get twisted in BDSM and stuff, too. It's the...
Right.
because I've talked to guys, and they're like, but no, that's what littles are. And I said, no.
No.
You guys have this all so badly twisted. You think that littles and ABDL is all child porn.
No.
It's not. It's got nothing to do with it.
That bothers me so much. I hate that for
right?
my little babies. Because even whenever, because when I do talk about my Abbeys and my littles, you know, I'll say my little babies, my little sweeties, my little girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that as a sissy mommy who has adult sissy babies. But when it comes out of my mouth, it's like I almost, it's getting to the point to where I almost have to like kind of look behind me.
You
Should
have
I
to qualify
that?
What you're saying in order, because
mm-hmm.
most people don't get it and they're going to run with what their version in their mind is.
Right.
That's why you have
sometimes
to be
it's wrong.
Careful.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%. But while we were on it, I want to go over, just so that everybody can see, what are some of the signs and symptoms of porn addiction? Because it's not just the habit of doing it.
Give me 20 seconds.
Sure.
Just, like, I know I was abused, and I know that statistically, probably you guys were abused. Some point in your life.
He's right, yeah.
And, right. So
statistically, from a sex worker point of view, is his point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you refer to and use that word daddy, I mean, it's not, it doesn't bring you back or put you down.
No, no.
Does it?
Doesn't go anywhere near that.
All right, good.
Not
okay,
even
close.
I never
on.
Used the term.
There's
never been a term that was interested for me.
Huh?
No, it would depend on the situation, too. And the only person I call that is my husband because he is a daddy. So, but it's not, like, we don't play that way. And when I first started doing it, just offhandedly doing it, he went, ew. And I went, oh, God, I don't mean it that way.
It catches you off guard.
How fast everybody goes to that.
You're just like, whoa.
Calm down, okay? I'm not picturing
my dad.
Like,
yeah, never.
Okay,
it's never been
checking.
A thing with me. It never was a. never did it.
Why they trying to cut me off the first time I listened to that shit? I was like, whoa, no.
Right?
Sweetness.
No, it's disturbing.
It's very sweet, but no. You know.
Please don't do that. It depends on the situation. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
It depends on the circumstances.
Exactly,
you know, like you're not just going to go skipping around.
But once you cover it, it's fine. Once you cover it, it's fine. But that first initial surprise of, do me, daddy, like, oh, my God, no.
It does freak men out. And I need to, and fair enough, it should. I'm glad it does.
Yeah,
it's good that it does.
That's when you know you have a good one. Because
exactly.
If you bend over and you turn around and you say, do me, daddy, and he just doesn't, what the fuck did you just say? Then you're good.
Yeah, you want
to
do the check on
go.
The daddy
yeah.
and the mommy thing. Yeah, do the check on
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
So we were discussing, like I said.
Like, no, seriously, back on that same subject, would you say, mommy, come fuck me? Would you be with that?
No.
Hello?
No, I'm thinking. No, I can't do that because that's not me. Someone calling
right.
me mommy, although
right.
some do. See, this is Amelia's boat out here.
Okay, so the mommy thing
is uncomfortable to a point.
But see, here's the thing: you're saying mommy, come fuck me. None of my babies.
Not a one of
my babies wants mommy to fuck them.
Fuck him. Yes.
Right.
Agreed. Yes.
At all.
So again, it's context.
That's not a thing. So, yeah, you're talking about, it's like a totally different fetish.
Yeah, I figured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not there. Like, I don't use the daddy thing at all. And
right.
as far as the mommy thing, they call me mommy because they're my little girls. They're my wife.
And it's coming from a
stuff.
Nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Nurturing people. We're not fucking ABDL.
Right.
This is what nobody gets. It's like, no, this usually has to do with people who have abandonment issues, people
mm-hmm.
who have had trauma as children or as infants. This stuff, it 9 out of 10 times has nothing to do with sex.
And then, and if they do end up pleasing, and if they do end up finding some way, if they do end up having an orgasm, it's normally because it's what they've done to themselves through their own mind. It is nothing that I have done.
Right.
No.
And, I mean, not at all.
No, as soon as a guy will say, oh, I want you to, like, rape me. And it's like, no, that's not going to fucking happen. I don't give a fuck. It's just not going to happen. That's not what this is. But unfortunately, it's been twisted. So, as I was saying before, the signs and symptoms of porn addiction, it's not just the amount of time you're doing it, although that is your first cue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your first cue is going to be, I think I'm doing this a little bit too much. And if it's several times a day, depending on your age, okay, now if we're talking 18, 19, 20, early 20s, I expect y'all to be out there beating your meat like a mental case, okay? You should be. Okay, you 3, 4, 5 times a day, that's great. But that's just beating your meat. If you're looking at porn
Girls, I hate to interject here, but, you know, my father just passed away in April, and my mom passed away last year. And I'm going through the house, and I'm thinking to myself, thank you, but I'm thinking to myself, I've left DNA in every one of these rooms except for this room. This one over here. It's like, I'm standing
I'm not going to eat at Brian's
bedroom.
House.
I'm standing in my parents' bedroom. No, I'm not, I swear, because I'm, like, standing in my parents' bedroom, and I've never, like, I was an infant when I was naked in my mom's and dad's bedroom. I'm sorry. And then, like, as a grown 57-year-old man, now I'm standing naked in my mom's and dad's bedroom because, of course, they're gone, and I'm trying to take care of the house, and I'm sleeping in that bed, which has been changed, of course, and everything else. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, I'm naked in my parents' bedroom.
You now sleep in your parents' bedroom?
Yes, currently.
Like, are you in the? Yeah, like you're in the old house.
No, I'm not. I'm in my house in Rochester, New York, but my parents' bedroom is in Syracuse. Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's kind of like I have to go there every other weekend to make sure everything's okay. This kind of other thing, but it was kind of it was just one of those things where girls, you probably do the same thing. If your parents are still alive, that's okay. But getting to a point of being naked in your parents' bedroom, like, it just kind of, it's just a flip of a switch, kind of like, holy shit, you know, and I felt uncomfortable at first, but anyways.
I could see that.
Let's continue.
Because you're not supposed to do that in your parents' bedroom. So I'm scared.
Right, there's no DNA being spread in my parents' bedroom.
That's good. I'm actually really glad to hear that.
Unless one of you two want to help. That's
that's okay.
No.
That's it. We're good.
Right.
We're good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you for calling
you.
In, Brian. I got to hit up some more callers here. No, seriously, I got more callers. No, honestly,
good night.
Thank you
I
for
don't
calling
want to talk
in, Brian.
To you anymore. Goodbye.
No, Brian.
Ladies,
really,
thank you so much. Keegan, get on the phone. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, Keegan, come on. Get on the phone. This might be her. Who knows?
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Come on, call. Bye, honey.
Hello. You are on the air with Bitch Talk Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Tegan Marie.
It's Tegan.
How are my girls today? My women, my ladies.
Oh, how's it going, honey?
You got
you know it.
Job. I talked Brian into calling in, and I know he was, you know, daring me, so I had to call in.
Yay!
We
what
are
your
glad
thoughts
you
on porn addiction?
Yes, I've been listening the whole time. What are my thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm somewhere in between Brian and, well, not literally, but by phone sometimes. But I do think it's a habit for some people. But when I have, I'm not judging, and I take calls like this, but when I have somebody that calls me and they're watching porn and they're talking to me and they're enjoying the porn and they're talking about the strip club they went to last night and can we recreate, it's like, okay, can we focus on one thing? That's a little excessive to me, but who am I to judge, right? I enjoy porn as a woman. I don't partake in it that much. Like, kind of like I think Dr. Sue said, I don't have a lot of time on my hands.
Yes. And I think the other thing, to be fair for us, is when you are a sex worker, it's like you're doing it all the time. So it's not something that you go, oh, goody, just got all this, you know, shit done, so let's go look at more. You just,
that's how I feel on my Twitter. I'll just scroll down Twitter. Oh, look.
Right?
Oh, look.
I absolutely agree with you. It's like bringing work home with you.
Yes, yes. It's like, can you imagine being a gynecologist? It's all the same shit if you think about it. It's like, if you see one more badge, you're going to vomit. So, you know, proctologist, one more asshole and I'm done. So you can't really blame any of us if we go, yeah, porn. Been there, done that all day, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's just, what is it? I totally agree with that. It's one of those things where you're like, yeah, okay. And someone will call
and say, it's the really interesting phenomenon known as you never get a nice-looking dick pic.
No.
Ever. They are always the smallest, nastiest-looking. Because the guys who have the nastiest-looking dicks want to wag them. The guys with the nice-looking dicks are getting laid. So they don't bother with that shit. It's the same.
Yes. They don't require the
attention.
The attention. Oh, that's
They're
beautiful.
Already getting it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yes.
Phenomenon. Okay, Keegan, hold on. We're going to go to another caller, too.
Okay, great.
Now, Master Black Rod said he is listening.
Uh-oh. Someone has their radio on, and they need to turn it off. Hello? Oh, my. Okay.
Turn it off.
We're going to get rid of that. Oh,
no.
My.
I was...
My
before we were
hurt.
Rudely interrupted with the aliens coming down into our brain. Master Black Rod is listening. He said he's trying to get in the chat, but it's not allowing him to, but he wanted us to...
Oh, how rude. That's just rude.
So everybody say, hey, Master Black Rod, we love you.
Oh,
if
Master
you take
Black
a... Can, let me ask you, Amelia, where can you see down at the bottom of the chat where it says two speakers and then viewers?
I can't open up anything. I'm seeing two speakers, and then I'm
and
seeing...
And that's it? It doesn't say anything else?
420, 430, it's changing. I'm about to refresh.
Yeah, it's going berserk.
It's going crazy.
I hardly think that's right. I think it's gone weird.
I was not able to get into the chat, you guys. Either it told me that the server was down. I figured it was a tech issue on my part because I'm not tech savvy.
No, it's not. It'll always be Blog Talk. Anyone who's trying to get into chat and can't, anyone who's trying to call and can't, it's always a Blog Talk issue. It's never you guys. It's just the way this platform is, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just refreshed it, even opened it in a new window, and it is just it's being insane.
They have not, and this is their second chat platform that they've brought in to use, and it's still not working right. It's so annoying.
That sucks.
Oh, well,
we
what
like
you going to do?
Yeah, we would like to
so
hear
Keegan,
Master Black Rod.
Keegan, tell everybody where they can find you.
Where they can find
you.
Myself.
You to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I am on Night Flirt. You can almost always find me on Twitter. But if you go to nightflirt.com, it's Tegan Marie, and I am a switch, which means I'm dominant and submissive, even though I really picked up on the sissy side lately. So.
Ooh,
well, there's just
the dark
so
side.
Many to go around.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because we have cookies. I mean, that's why everybody wants
that. We have baked goods. That's why they always come in over here. Come on.
I got all my sissies dressed up as maids, and they're all making little baked goods for everybody.
That's right.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're never bored because they like to talk a lot, like some girls. So they're talking to girls. But find me on Twitter as well, almost always. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy Dr. Sue and Amelia, and follow Master Blackrod as well. So, love you guys.
Thank you so much for calling in, Tegan. We really
absolutely
do appreciate it.
You guys have it.
And thank you for promoting the show as much as you do, because you're just so awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Love you guys, and have a good show.
Love you, hon. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
So, okay.
Yeah, that chat has gone insane.
I know, it's berserk. The thing has just gone off its rails. And I go back to the signs and symptoms of porn addiction, just so that everybody knows what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just how much porn watching. How you really tell, and this is an addiction of any kind, is how much it's interfering with your normal daily life.
Mm-hmm.
That's more so than anything else. If you find that you are not going out with your friends because you'd rather stay home and rub one off, you're not having sex with your wife anymore. That's another one. You're not having sex with your wife
that's
or your girlfriend
one.
Or whatever anymore because you just want to go and rub one off. Again, that's how that becomes that laziness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go through all the bother of fucking you because it's a lot of work. I get it. It's a workout. And there's times when you just want to rub one out. I get that. But if you're avoiding it, because you should still want to fuck,
right.
Once you start doing that, now you got a problem. Because anything that's pulling you, if it's pulling you away from work,
mm-hmm.
if you're taking time off of work, we already know everybody's doing that. We got our stats on that. Fucking, what, 16 billion?
Yeah.
That's huge. So it's nice to see that everyone just goes to work and watches porn.
Well,
and the other thing is, do
focus.
You have a feeling of withdrawal if you don't go? That's a really big one. If you feel really weird, uncomfortable, almost like an OCD kind of, I got to do this feeling,
mm-hmm.
and you're, in other words, someone has said to you, okay, you're going to be really busy today, so you don't get to jerk off. If that makes you anxious and freaked out, you got a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. And, you know, it's the main one, though, that has got to really be a cue. Because working in the industry that we work in, I'm sure you hear about it, and I've had clients call me up,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, you know, I'm just not interested in my wife or my partner or anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still interested in calling or watching porn or
mm-hmm.
indulging in all this stuff. And that is, like, the biggest sign. If
sure
you're getting an erection because you're watching this porn and you're not getting an erection without that porn, there's a problem.
Well, and that actually brings up a really good point. The issue with that is there is a psychological disorder that can happen when you watch too much porn. Gentlemen, keep this in mind. You can get a thing, it was referred to on CSI once as porn creep. It's probably the easiest way to remember it.
What it is
porn creep.
Porn creep,
and,
okay.
Yeah. And what happens is you lose the ability to become aroused by three-dimensional women. You become so used to, your brain becomes so used to two-dimensional images
mm-hmm.
that it can no longer function in a three-dimensional sexual world. And that, in other words, you now have an erectile dysfunction. So if
right.
you ever want to get laid, it's not going to happen.
That makes
the
sense.
Most,
and it does
the most
happen.
Shocking, though, is the number of children. And this is where I get pissed off. This is where, to me, places like Pornhub should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm going to say it. I don't care. Pornhub should not be there.
Oh,
if it is there, it should be behind a lot of walls
mm-hmm.
because you now have issues, and I'm not shitting kidding you on this. You can go and check it out. 6, 7, and 8 years old are now addicted to porn. And what
Jesus
happens
Christ.
With that in your brain development is you end up with these kids who then grow up, and they are unable to have a proper relationship with a woman or a man, mm-hmm. doesn't matter who it is. They're unable to have proper relationships, period, because they haven't seen, like, they've been exposed to all of these negative images
mm-hmm.
of what sex is, which they make it very violent, obviously. There's a lot of violence
mm-hmm.
on there. There's a lot of,
mm-hmm.
you know, you see women being depicted in horrible ways.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have this child growing up, and that's how they see sex. So they are incapable. And that, to me, is heartbreaking. They are incapable of having relationships.
And the thing is, you know, their parents, because parents are still so prudish. They don't want to
mm-hmm.
explain it. They don't want to talk about
no.
it. And so where are they learning how to have sex?
Yep.
They're learning it from our wonderful free porn that's all over the place. And it's horrible.
And, like, I'm not saying don't. First of all, Pornhub has killed the fucking porn industry, as far
mm-hmm.
as I'm concerned. Because you can literally pop on there and watch everything for free. Because nobody cares whether there's shit all over it or if it's only for 20 seconds. Nobody gives a shit. They just pop on for free, pop off. So that is killing, as far as I'm concerned, the porn industry. You put it behind locked doors, you'd have less of this. What's so hard about locking it down?
You would also have less of the revenge porn. Because a lot of the
exactly.
revenge porn gets put up on Pornhub.
Yes. I read an article about some horrible, horrible things that are being done.
Mm-hmm.
I warned people about this at least 10 years ago. I warned women about this. Watch the photographs that are being taken of you.
Mm-hmm.
Only do it with your own phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because these motherfuckers will, your photos are being passed around everywhere, especially if your boy is into fucking cuckolding. I can guarantee you that he's
mm-hmm.
passing pictures of you out. It's not cool.
That wonderful hot wife thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, oh. Oh my God. Okay, so wait. So I have more stats. I have so many stats here. So if we're looking at kids, this is why I want you guys to pay attention to this, is because of the kids. I don't care. It has more to do with children and the fact that this is fucking with their brain development than
mm-hmm.
anything else. Because the effects of addiction to pornography, you've got sexual dysfunction, as I was discussing. You can end up completely impotent without being able to get an erection at all. You can end up with premature ejaculation, which I know many of you boys have that issue. You've got, because they do. Oh, my God.
Oh, but you got to love the two pump chumps.
Not in our line of work. Don't waste my time. You're going to be two pump chump. Get the phone somebody else. Jesus. No way, man. No way. You can't hold. No. 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 You need to call me, and we're going to start going over some ways for you to fucking stop being a two pump chump. Because that just
the way I look at it, just lock them all up in chastity. We don't need them.
There you go.
I'm fine with that. If you can go boom, boom, out go the lights and just lock it in chastity, you obviously don't know how to use it.
You guys don't want us around you, because if you have a porn addiction, I'm telling you, if I started my own porn addiction rehab, y'all would be very, very, very unhappy, boys, because it would be slap, click, lock, slap, click, lock,
yep.
slap, click,
pretty
lock,
much,
all the way
be
down
it.
The whole
that'd
fucking thing.
We'd have so many damn keys, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
We would look like jail guards. We'd have so many damn keys. We'd be walking around, jingle, 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 bitch, jingle, jingle, bitch. It would be crazy. But that, honestly, but here, remember me saying cognitive behavioral therapy. This
mm-hmm.
is an actual, if I get guys, and this is one of the things I do. If I've got a guy who's got a chronic masturbation problem or a chronic porn problem, you are in chastity. Done.
Yeah.
That's just how it's done. You've got to pull the dick out of the equation. It's the only way to do it.
And that's why my sister.
And that's what cognitive behavioral therapy is.
They're not allowed.
That's exactly what cognitive behavioral therapy is. It's
mm-hmm.
so cool.
Yeah, my sissies are not allowed to have orgasm. I don't let them. Well, you know, you have the sissies. Like, I've got my two sets of sissies. I've got my fetish and I've got my lifestyle. And my lifestyle sissies understand. You know, they don't want to have an orgasm. But I have my fetish sissies that like to call up. And I know they're sitting there going squirt, squirt. Oh, my God, it's so much fun. Oh, yes. You know, whatever, babe. But the catch of that is fine. You want to be a fetish sissy and you want to talk about wearing your panties and how good it feels, having a big daddy fuck you and all of that, and then you're going to be squirting in your panties. You owe me a cum tax. That's your retribution.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, even my fetish sissies that I know are getting off on it, and a lot of them follow that rule. They pay the cum tax afterwards. That's their punishment. But my lifestyle sissies, they want to be in chastity. I actually have two of my sissies on my Discord that one of them has been in chastity for 11 months, and I'm very proud of her.
That is awesome.
Straight chastity.
Well done.
She has been in straight chastity on her own. Her keys are there for 11 months.
Well done.
Very well done.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic.
It is. It is. I am just so impressed. And also, she is now encouraging other sissies who want to be in chastity. But, of course, you know, in this day and age, it's very hard to find a mistress that's going to live there and take your keys away from you, because it's a lot of strength you have to find in order to lock yourself in chastity and keep yourself in chastity.
It is very difficult to do self-chastity. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean it can't be done. It's
right.
done all the time, so I don't
so
want to hear any whining.
Helping.
It can be done.
She's helping in Discord on trying to do self-chastity.
There you go.
And so it's the lifestyle sissies understand. It's the fetish sissies that have got a problem. They think they still got to get a squirt. And I'm like, no, babe, you don't. But okay.
Nope. Not because of that god-awful orgasm, which completely screws with their brains, unfortunately.
Well, and if they keep
did
watching.
You know?
Did I know? What
that
did I know?
9 out of 10 boys are exposed to some form of pornography before the age of 18. 9 out of 10.
I'm not surprised.
6 out of 10 girls.
I'm not surprised.
And on average, a male's first exposure to pornography is 12.
Yeah, sadly, I'm not surprised. And I don't think it's even just the Internet.
Teenage boys aged 12 to 17 have the highest risk of developing a porn addiction. That's
mm-hmm.
sad.
It's very sad. But see, I think, especially with boys, not necessarily with girls, but I think with boys, it's just been like that, even before Internet. I'm talking, you know, decades and decades and decades. Because
well, yeah, exactly. I mean, think of Bundy.
Boys are pushed into it so quickly. They're pushed into it to, you know,
be cool.
Be the strong man. Be the one out
yeah.
there. Go pop
yeah.
that cherry. Don't be a fucking virgin, you fucking pussy. So I think
yeah.
that I'm not surprised with boys. I'm not surprised with girls, especially now with the Internet.
Yeah.
Because that changes a whole lot. Girls that used to be, you know, oh, cross your legs, or you have to go to these seedy places, and dads would take their kids, their sons, to strip clubs.
That's true. You're
mm-hmm.
right. You're right. So you see how we still raise our kids so archaically and
mm-hmm.
so Puritan that it's still,
mm-hmm.
we're still doing, it's, you know, woof, woof, alpha male. And be
mm-hmm.
a good little girl and shut your fucking mouth. It goes on and on and on and on. And that's like the minute you say that you're dominant, what do we say? A woman's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And that's supposed to be, I love,
like
call me a bitch. I don't fucking care. I don't look at that as a negative
thing. I totally embrace
it. It's all based
it.
On
I just,
context.
I just think it's hilarious whenever, you know, you get somebody that wants to call you up and they find out that you're a dom. After they call you and they meant you to call them, you know, oh, you do this. I want you to suck on my dick. It's like, no, I'm not sucking shit.
Right?
Bitch. You're going to suck on my fucking dick. And then, of course, they get all pissed off. Well, dom. I mean,
right.
It's simple. Oh, my God. But
you
yeah,
know
I'm
what
not
goes
surprised
along with
stuff.
Porn addiction? Substance abuse. That's another one.
That goes along with it?
Yeah. Because if you're addicted to one thing, chances are you're going to be addicted to a lot of other shit, too.
Well, addiction, you know, I think I kind of go back to what I was saying about, you know, so some people could do a line of coke on the weekend and they're happy, and others have to do a line of coke every day. It depends on your personality. Addiction is of the person and how they can handle it. And
you have functional addicts. There are functional addicts.
There are functional alcoholics.
In
fact, Jamie Lee Curtis was an addict for years. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Still went to work, still did the movies, still did everything. Yeah.
Major addict. Major addict. Nobody knew. But
there's all kinds of people that do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on the fence about addiction being a disease or not.
Well, I will tell you, addiction, especially porn addiction in general, porn addiction period, is not recognized by the DSM-5. So when we're talking psychology, it's not recognized.
Mm-hmm. It should be recognized.
Because
addictions.
You got to remember that the DSM, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that all psychiatrists and psychologists use, and it gets updated every few years and whatever, it still shows that gay is being like a problem, like that you're fucked in the head. Like, this is how archaic psychology and psychiatry still is. It's just, it's ridiculously, stupidly archaic.
Well, I'll just let them
and that's why our
healthcare,
our mental healthcare systems are so bad.
Oh,
because
nobody's
doing anything. We're still dealing with, like, these really old theories.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them
there's a lot what goes along with addictions, and especially with porn addiction. Because the thing about addictions, any addiction, is you start small and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You need more and more and more and more. And you may be starting with, you know, this one little bit of porn that's like, oh, it's a little bit rough.
Mm-hmm.
But then that little bit of rough doesn't do it for you anymore. You got to get a little bit more rough. Then you got to get into the choking. Then you got to get into the punching. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. So
and the problem also becomes, you guys have... You forget because you're watching it so much that it's entertainment and it's not real. People don't really fuck that way. Some do. But you know what I'm saying? Usually what you're seeing is a highly exaggerated version of fucking. And it just, you're looking at something that isn't realistic. That goes right into, can we have good porn? Like, is there such a thing? Because that's what we were discussing before, too. Can there be positive porn?
I think there can be.
There actually is. There's a website. There's a website you can go to, guys, that I would suggest that if you're going to start, you know, cutting back on the porn, that you go to makelovenotporn.tv. And what this woman has done, she's done TED Talks and everything. She's created what they call like a non-porn site. So couples record themselves having totally normal, average, everyday people sex. And then it gets uploaded to the site.
So I've never heard of it.
It's not this over-exaggerated, highly violent shit, right? It's just two people making love. That's it.
And the thing that's scary is like this violent porn, going back to the violent porn and the hard porn and all the hardcore stuff. This isn't new.
Oh, God.
Because the internet's out.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding? This has been going on for millennia.
Yeah, it's been going on forever. There's just the whole caveman archaic thought that the club goes over the woman's head and the guy drags her by her hair to his cave. And so that's shown in the porn.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, when you start with one porn and you become addicted, that habit turns into an addiction, you're going to want more. And the next thing you know, you're down a rabbit hole of just pure, you know, illegal stuff.
Because the problem is you're always, just like you notice with drugs, okay? So if we look at, you know, how they always talk about gateway drugs. I think there's gateway porn. So you start out with your little just watching every day, you know, just two people fucking. Then you go a little bit more, and then you go a little bit further down the rabbit hole, and a little bit further, and a little bit further, and it does that in fetish as well, as we know. Findom is a classic example of this. You start out, you're looking online, you see the domination. Ooh, it is really cool. Love it. Okay, love the femdom. Let's keep going with the femdom. And then it's like, oh, you mean I can put money on this bitch? Okay, let me throw some money on. Oh, that felt good. Oh, that felt real, real good. I want to do that again. Okay. And then you go, oh, but wait, wait, wait. Oh, blackmail. Oh, my God. And this is what you just keep going to the next drug and the next drug and the next drug because you're trying to get that high. That's what you guys are doing with all of your porn as well. That's how you end up down looking at shit and you're going, what the fuck did I just look at? Well, how did I end up over here? It's real easy to do. Men especially, because you guys are always the ones that want to up your risk levels. You're adrenaline junkies. Men are hot. Like, there's tons of women that are too, but men especially are adrenaline junkies. So you're looking for that high. You're looking for that next best thing. That's why I try to teach you guys. There is no next best thing. All of us bitches are basically the same. You've got to find the one that you click with. But, you know, you're not going to get there. No, I'm lost.
It's not real. I mean,
just
flat
please.
Out. It's
porn is not real.
Real. Because the thing is... is that I understand it's entertaining, and I even for my sissies, I love to watch sissy porn, which I'm very much on the fence with sissy porn because sissy porn is starting to get very, very violent.
And sissy,
basically,
and we've already got a problem with the transgender community being, you know, beaten, raped, murdered. We don't need more of this. It's like in the couples community. Same fucking thing. Why do you have to see your wife be annihilated? What the fuck is that?
It's horrible.
It's disgusting. It's like, what the hell? Why do you hate your wife so much that you got to see her pounded by cock? In the Tacoma Dome.
And they do it with sissy porn. I have to get on with this sissy.
Yes.
When they're like, I love the sissy porn. I want them to come in and just take me. It's like, so you want to be raped? And then they'll say, yeah. It's like, why?
Yeah.
And it's not that I want to just sit there and shit on somebody's fantasy, but if somebody's going to have a fantasy, I want you to have a safe fantasy.
Because eventually,
you're going to get to that point to where you're going to want to live it. And the last thing you want to do is to be all dressed up and to get raped.
Exactly. Or beaten.
You don't want that to happen. And it's very so. The violence of porn is just out there, and I'm not even talking about just the hardcore violence. But I mean, what is up with the guys slapping tits in porn now? I mean, why do you have to slap my tits?
I have no idea. It does nothing for me. Does it do anything for you?
No. It fucking hurts. Like, stop. Fucking
exactly.
Pull your balls
and I'm not
your
into
asshole.
Pain, so it's not going to do nothing for me.
Yeah. Like, don't slap my tits, bitch. I will
well,
take your balls.
Well, it's the same as when they slap a woman's face with their dick.
Oh,
you know how they slap
face.
The face when you're just like, okay, I don't get that move. I've watched it many times. I've actually had it done to me a couple times, and I was like, what do you get from that? You're smacking my cheeks with your dick. Because, I mean, having sex with me is usually me analyzing everything the whole fucking time.
I think that goes, the guy feeling like since they have this thing between their legs, men have a cock addiction.
They do.
They are just, they love cock. I mean, I don't care how straight you say you are. You love
cock. You have cock addictions, guys. You guys love your own. You like things that are bigger than your own. You just, it's like, cool, what can we get this cock?
Men
do?
Have cock envy. They always talk about women have it. We don't want it.
No.
Let me just be honest. No, we really don't have much interest in it unless it's doing something good for us. And even half the time we don't want it then. Men have cock envy.
We're too busy.
I know. Look, wait a minute, I could go buy me one off the shelf, and it doesn't talk.
See, and just as much as you guys sit there and you're doing your porn addiction and you're, you know, whacking away, we can do the same thing. Just remember that.
Yeah.
That's actually what you will find in a lot of these cases when these guys disconnect from their spouse. That's what you got to understand, guys. It's real easy for women to take their sexuality and put it on a shelf. We can do that. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
We can put it away, and we can put it on a shelf and go, it's all good. I got too much going on. You guys can't.
And we can join the
other
team easily.
So when you start disconnecting, you start disconnecting from your wife, guess what she's going to do? And every single fucking guy I talk to that goes, my wife won't fuck me anymore, I always say, what'd you do to kill her? She fucked you before, so what did you do? You've been watching too much porn?
Well, yeah.
Well, like,
and also, don't forget, men, women will join the other team. We don't mind. It just doesn't bother us. We're not. We don't have that whole fear of homosexuality like a lot of men do. We'll join the other team.
We'll bounce back and forth. We don't give a shit.
We don't care. We just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
So
pleasure.
We'll
period.
Have Bob on the shelf. We'll join the other team, and you can go have your porn. There you go.
Exactly. So you just, and that's the thing. Usually, if your wife's not having sex with you anymore, you got to look at what you did. Because if you got with her and everything was rosy, especially the first few years, and then it died. Well, we had kids. And okay, I dig. Life gets in the way, but you got to work at that. That's why. If you're not going to work at the relationship, then, yeah, it's all going to unravel and go for a fuck because the last thing that gets thought of is sex. So you got to be careful, guys, because your woman don't need you as much as you need your woman. Just saying.
This is true. We got good toys. They got those, like, weak little toys. They're still playing with fleshlights. We've got, like,
well,
amazing
and most of them
toys.
Won't shove anything up their ass either because they're so homophobic they don't realize the best goddamn orgasm they'll ever have. So, okay, that's fine.
You need to milk you one time, just one milking. I promise you'll never go back.
Exactly. And don't touch your dick when you're doing it.
Oh, I lock them away. Lock them away. The milking cage.
So what do you think our conclusion is? I say porn addiction is a thing. I think it is a big thing, and it is a big thing that's not being talked about.
I think it is a thing, but I think it's a thing just like all other addictions. And as far as addiction, as far as I think porn's going to ruin a relationship no matter what, whether a person's addicted to it or not.
It's
I think
the
we
old
get
thing,
into too
guys.
Much porn.
Everything is fine in moderation. And that is true of everything. Anything can become an addiction. Anything. So,
like I said, I had a friend of mine
matter,
who just loved getting her nails done. Had to have her nails done once every 2 weeks, period. Kept going. And then she got more and more and more. This bitch would do her nails every other day. Paying. Anything can become an addiction.
Matter. And she probably felt really fucking weird if she didn't do it. Like, I gotta go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The moment she saw that little whiteness, you know what I'm talking about? That little
white
come up
at
the base?
Yeah.
She would freak out. She would actually hide her hands. She would hide her hands.
Okay, I'm going to go on my soapbox before we leave today really quickly on vaccines. And
here we go.
Everybody's probably going, oh, God. We also did a poll asking pro-doms if they were going to require their subs coming to see them to be vaxxed. And I am very disappointed with the answer.
I can't believe how even it is.
I'm disgusted. 54.5% say no. Okay. I'm pulling the soapbox over. I got to make a soapbox noise, kind of dragging my soapbox over. I understand about vaccine hesitancy where this is concerned. I was there. But what I did was not listen to a bunch of dweebs, and I did my own research. You can do the same thing. But here's why they say you guys not getting your vaccine is dangerous, okay? It has to do with the fact that Delta was there in the first place. You're going, what the fuck do you mean? Where did Delta come from? Delta came from India. Why? Because at that point in time, we didn't have the vaccine, so it went fucking apeshit. Viruses mutate all day, every day. It's what they do.
You can play
how
Plague
they survive.
Inc.
Yes.
Play Plague Inc. if you don't understand.
So they have to keep mutating in order to keep going. Otherwise, they die out. Because it's not like a bacteria. It's not living. It is in a way, but it's not. So what happens is if everybody, so because you're talking in the States especially, you guys are still sitting, what, about 200 million, 100 million still not vaxxed?
Don't
so
even
think
go there.
Of all those people, okay? So everybody not getting vaxxed means that you're going to get another variant, such as the variant Lambda. Lambda came from Brazil. Luckily, it's not as strong as Delta. But what can happen is you can get another variant from everybody not vaccinating. So you could get a variant that will wipe out the vaccines. So for those of you not getting it, you're not just playing with your own lives. You're playing with all of ours. You're playing with your friends and your neighbors' lives. This thing has been out long enough to prove that it is not going to hurt you. We're not going to wake up as zombies. Nothing bad's going to happen. There ain't no goddamn tracking chips, because if you guys think that there is a tracking chip in these vaccines, I got news for you. You are tracked from the moment you take your first breath. It's called a birth certificate. You
and
are
it does
tracked
not make
with your
skin.
Phone.
And it does not make your skin magnetic.
No, that is the most insane thing.
That is
like, this
so
is what
asinine.
I'm saying.
I swear.
So I get it. I get, and I know you're like, well, you can't make me. I dig. I dig. I really do. But this whole freak attack about vaccine passports, how they're evil and they're going up against people's rights. You guys, let me just tell you something. As an old lady who's been here for a long time, vaccine passports have been around since God was a baby. We all have them. You got vaccines as a child. Now, some of you aren't. Don't get me going on anti-vaxxers. I'm not talking about them. But y'all are being taken in by Russians, just so you know. But it's true. The Russians started the anti-vax campaign years ago.
Oh, I'm just letting Darwin do their thing with the anti-vaxxers.
Oh, yeah, totally. Which is kind of harsh. But it's true. Okay, Darwin is going to get your ass. Everybody who's ended up in the hospital has said, oh, fuck, I wish I'd had the vaccine. You guys, stop. Just get the fucking shot. It's not a big goddamn deal. So the fact that some of you pro-doms out there are going to allow come to see you with no vaccine, and I know you're probably doing it like, you know, I get why you're probably, it's like I'm not going to make someone do something. I get that because we're all made to do shit. I get that. But you're not helping. You're actually hindering. You're making it worse.
But now on that, though, see, the thing is, because I've even had my guys ask me, you know, would you require your subs to get vaccinated? To see me? Yes.
Yeah.
That would be the requirement. So it's not like you have to go out there. And as a dom, you have to say, you have to get vaccinated, you have to get vaccinated, you have to get vaccinated. You don't have to point your finger and require them to get vaccinated, whether they see you or not. But to protect yourself.
And your family.
If you want an appointment with me, I do need to know that you are vaccinated.
Yeah.
That just needs to be the requirement. If they don't want to get vaccinated, fine, no problem.
That's cool.
But you're not making an appointment with me. Go find somebody else to play with.
Yeah, it just, I'm sorry, guys, but I just find this sad because it just, you guys are actually being led down a fucking stupid rabbit hole There is nothing wrong with mRNA technology. Do your research, people. It's fine. We're not going to die. And trust me, nobody's tracking your ass. Nobody gives
right.
a fuck what you do. Understand that. I say, you want to track my ass? You're going to be bored to tears. So, like, come on. Your TVs track you. Your computers track you. Your phones track you. Everything tracks you. You really
mm-hmm.
think they're going to put a chip in your ass? Psh, please. There wasn't enough time. It's the same as people saying, oh, the virus was done on purpose. To what end? Get your end game. Everybody's economy's tanked. Why? What would be the point? It makes no sense. Why
it's
would every country on this planet tank its economy on purpose?
It's just the bullshit
no
people come up with. It really honestly is. I mean, this is just flat out science. It's science. It's
it
very
is.
Simple.
Just and it's not hard, guys. Do your research. Do your research. And from reputable sources. Okay, you
mm-hmm.
got to do reputable sources online that are scientific. We're not going to, like, the Daily Mail. Do the math, guys. When you do your research, just as long as you're taking it from decent places, it's good. And then you go, well, they keep changing their minds. Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as this virus keeps changing its ass, the science community has to keep changing their ass. So,
but
yes,
the science community
will change.
Changes. Science changes. Everything in science is something that they're learning. That's the point of science, is you learn. And then you add to that learning. And then you add to that learning.
And you change. You make the correct changes at certain times when you realize, oh, look, this didn't work. Okay, then we got to go over here. So this whole, do you wear a mask, do you not wear a mask? Wear a motherfucking mask. First of all,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to wear a mask from now on. This mask culture is here to stay, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And
Japan
I am going to be wearing
about,
a mask
y'all.
Every winter now. Because did you all notice that because we were all masked, no flu?
Mm-hmm. Flu was
as
the way
someone who's
down
had the flu many times and been hospitalized a couple times, this bitch ain't not, I'm, nope, mask every winter. I don't give a shit.
Oh, Japan knows what they're talking about. Japan, they'll wear a mask all the time.
Right?
And
who
I'm
cares?
The same way. We have, I've actually got my second that I'm doing next Thursday, finally able to get in to get my second done, because I've got here in Atlanta, we have Dragon Con, which is Comic Con,
mm-hmm.
but for the set over here, we call it Dragon Con. It's not Comic Con, but that's just the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's usually about 80-something thousand people that come because it's a span of 4 days,
mm-hmm.
and you got about 6 hotels. And it gets built up and all of that. But already going to this thing, it's a big joke that you get what's called con crud. You just get
mm-hmm.
sick because you are just grunched in with all it. Grunched is a new word now.
Exactly.
You are just pushed in with those people. You're touching things. You're touching each other and all of that. And now they're requiring masks. And now they're requiring you to sanitize. They're requiring all this stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking, all these years, and I've volunteered with Dragon Con for 10 years now. All these years, we just dealt with having the con crud. And you're usually sick for about 4 or 5 days afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's awful. And it was just kind of a joke. It's like, oh, we got the con crud. I'm about to die. Blah,
don't
blah,
have
blah.
To now.
Don't have to now. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, why did it take something like this to make us realize we need to wear a fucking mask? I mean, you're in crowds. I mean, you are literally shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to people.
Yeah.
But
it just stands a reason.
It does. And I'm with it. Mask culture is here to stay. I'm going to continue to wear a mask. I see no
so
reason
I.
why.
I got jewel-encrusted masks. I got some
mm-hmm.
that say queen, some that say boss. I got all kinds of. I love them. I think it's great. Fuck it. I don't care. I don't want to get sick. Fuck you.
And then I don't have to worry
about putting
on lipstick.
Coronavirus or no coronavirus.
Right, and I don't have to worry about putting on lipstick.
And the other thing is, if you think this is the last pandemic, you're wrong.
Mm-mm.
Because it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again pretty soon.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
It's going to get worse, actually. I don't think this is nowhere near the end.
Well, you're
I
never going
to
get rid. Yeah, I agree, too. I think you're going to get some more variants coming out,
mm-hmm.
I think. And I think that's another reason why you're going to see masks for good, because...
Mm-hmm.
This thing is just going to keep morphing, and it's a very good virus. when as far as viruses go, it's a very good virus. It's doing its virus job. Because the problem with Ebola is it's too good. It kills its host too fast.
Mm-hmm.
This one leaves you hanging just long enough to spread it further. It's a beautiful virus.
Well, we already have like our school started down here. I think it was like last week or something like that. And there's already a school that just started up and only went for a week, and now they're shutting back down.
Not surprised.
And
you've got babies
online.
Who have not been vaccinated under the age of 12 until they can come up with something for the babies.
Yeah.
I don't see how
they don't
this
even
is
require,
not going to
only
happen.
Atlanta, here in Georgia, only Atlanta is doing a mask mandate. Everything else in Georgia does not have a mask mandate.
Well, and look at Florida. Look at what DeSantis did.
Yeah, and Georgia is, last I saw, we are like fourth highest of not being vaccinated.
You guys got that. Don't be afraid of it. I get hesitancy. But do you know how many people have gone, God, if I'd only just gone and got the damn needle, I wouldn't be sitting where I am right now. Because the other thing that I fear is long COVID. I'm already dealing with the Epstein-Barr virus. I've already had mono twice. The second time almost killed me. I don't need another long hauling fatigue motherfucker. No way. I fear long COVID more than anything.
And they have not. I have looked, and I don't think I've done the percentage yet. Not one person that was vaccinated has died of COVID.
I think
now,
there has been one or two. It is very, very
small. Now, you'll get sick again, but that's normal. A vaccine is not putting up an impenetrable wall.
And I've had both of my vax, so anybody that wants to ask me anything, go ahead and ask me whatever you want to ask me. Go on Twitter, jump on, whatever.
Yeah, which one did you get?
Did
you get
Pfizer
Moderna?
I had Pfizer both times. Pfizer, they are mixing up here. They are mixing Pfizer and Moderna just because they're both mRNAs. Now, first shot, second shot. First shot, my arm, it wasn't that bad. Second shot, I felt like I was, like, murdered by a rhino. I'm like, why the fuck did that hurt so much? So the pain in the arm was a motherfucker, but I did not get sick. I got no little bits. I was expecting it on the second shot. I'm like, okay, here we go. I got nothing. Part of me is bummed by that. Let me tell you why. Because if you do get a little bit sick, it means your body's working well. It means that your body's fighting it, which is good. When you don't, it's kind of like, is it working? I don't know.
Well, we had me and the old man, we got our shots, our first shot in June. We're getting the Moderna. And neither one of us could raise our arm. We looked it was our left arm. It looked like we had had a stroke.
Right? It hurts
we were just
so much
down,
to lift your, and the
dangling.
Second one is worse. It doesn't last long. Mine was maybe 48 hours, and then the pain was gone. But it's like, it's a nothing burger, you guys. Like, so you don't raise your arm for a day. Big whoop. It goes away. It's not a big deal.
Well, then
I
will put this out here. I will put this out right now. I get my second vaccine next Thursday. I may not be available for calls Friday and Saturday. Just saying.
It's just, we set ourselves up the same way. Just in case, because you don't know. Moderna has a few more side effects than Pfizer. So, and I know people who have had Pfizer and Moderna, like Pfizer number one, Moderna number two, they got sick. They felt really sick. So I don't know. But they've also been coming out saying, you know, they found in some of the studies that combining the different vaccines actually is working better.
The only thing we have
as
the option down here is Moderna.
Then
for some reason, they're
not
getting the Pfizer back in. So
who knows? Because then again, you're getting into political distribution issues, so not surprised.
But no, that's fine. I mean, my old man's going to get paid for it. He told me, he was like, you know, I'm going to get the shot, and I'm going to get sick. And I'm like, how do you know you're going to get sick? It's like, because I'm going to get paid, so I'm going to get sick. So he decided he's getting sick, whether he gets sick or not. He's getting sick.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that was my little rant. for the vaccines. You guys have got to stop freaking out about these vaccines. Nobody's trying to take your rights away.
I just can't get over how close the poll was. I really thought that there
would be
more.
I thought it would be much
more.
Bigger than that.
I thought it would be much bigger than that. I mean, what, 45.5 were yes, 54.5 were no. That was out of 22 votes, and that is like basically the split down the middle. That kills me.
It is.
That's right.
It's sad because this is the shit that leads to the variants. So.
Mm-hmm.
And we could end up where we've all got these shots for nothing. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for 1 minute, and because this could happen. It's very possible because we have so many people refusing to get vaccinated. We could end up with a variant that nulls all of our vaccines. Way to go.
Oh, that's how the flu shot is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flu, it changes every year.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. It changes every single year, and we're a year behind, basically, on the flu vaccine. So whenever we get a flu strain out, we are preparing for the one that was out last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because with the flu strains, they've got to be able to kind of judge what's coming out of China, right? Because that's what they do. They wait and see what's coming out, what are the strains we're getting primarily, and then they create it from that. So, yeah,
right,
but
they
get it
they
completely
stay behind.
Wrong.
Yeah. It's like we're a year behind, and we're never going to be able to catch up with the flu because viruses change so quickly, and they could change in the middle of changing.
Absolutely. Like this is that's why when we're saying we don't think this is over, this is why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't over.
There's too much human stupidity left floating around out there for this not to continue. It just
exactly
is what it is.
See, y'all so damn addicted to the porn, and you're not wearing your mask,
and you're not getting your shots. Cheryl just sent me something. This guy saying, you ain't important enough to get a microchip. It's true. You people are not that important. I'm sorry. I'm not that important. You're not that important. Nobody cares.
Nobody
it's like guys who really want to be, guys who want to be exposed. Exposure is a joke, gentlemen, because if I expose you on Twitter, do you want to know what three-quarters of my timeline does? There's another one. They don't fucking care.
They don't care.
You're not that important.
Oh, my God. Nobody gives a damn.
Why?
I heard somebody talk.
Dealing with their own
talk,
shit.
And it made sense. It was, they were talking about how the conversation started. But they were talking about, you know, if your picture got put up on the Internet. When the Internet was first going back in the wonderful 90s and all of that, that was actually something to be worried about. He said, but now you get a picture that's up on the Internet.
Mm.
It's got to go through billions and billions and billions and billions of other pictures that are up on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to be digging that far to find your fucking picture
because
nobody gives
nobody
a fuck
cares.
About you.
Exposure only works if you give me info on someone who you don't want to have see the
it's got to go
right, see the pictures or whatever. For me to just throw it out there, we're all living in the same damn place. It's like we're all looking at the same shit. Why would you think that's exposure? That's why I always laugh when these people do exposure on Twitter. It's just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's not doing anything. Everybody's just, bye, bitch, bye. Just swiping bye. Nobody cares.
Pretty much.
Nobody cares. So it's
like
a joke.
Like I said earlier, ooh, tits. Yay. Ooh, a dick.
Right?
Yay.
Oh, my God. I mute those ones. You guys that keep throwing, you know, bitches getting fucked and all that. No, mute, bye. I don't need to see more genitalia, thank you. Seen one pussy, seen them all. I would say that about dicks, but there are some really tasty dicks.
I'm not a fan with how dicks look. Doesn't matter how big they are, how small. I had a friend of mine, oh, my God, at one of the shows I was
like
at,
the look of it as long as it's circumcised.
I don't. I just don't. It's a dick. I just don't find fun looking at it.
As long as there's not a lot of fur. I don't like fur.
I
don't want
me,
a lot of
I don't know. It's a dick. It's just like this shiny little dick there. But I had a friend at a show, and I was sitting outside. We were both sitting outside. And he was sitting there looking at his phone. I'm looking at him. I was like, what are you looking at? He's like, oh, this guy I'm dating sent me a picture. And I'm like, oh, what does it look like? And he pulls it over, and all he shows me is this dick. That was it. I was like, this is the picture the guy sent you? He was like, yes. And then when I went into his phone, he was sitting there showing me. He's like, I got other pictures. He has a file.
Oh, my God.
400 and something pictures of just dicks. I will say it again, and I will say it till I die. Put it on my tombstone. Men have cock envy. Men love cock.
So true.
Over 400 in a file that he went to sit there and look at. Look at that one. Oh, look at that one. I'm like, stop. Too much dick.
Don't make us look anymore, please.
I know. I was like, I see enough dick. I don't want to see anymore.
Oh, God, it's so true. Again, we're back into the genitalia. When you live in genitalia land, it's not fun.
Oh, I'm trying to just keep up with Twitter and make sure that we're not missing any questions on Twitter, and I've already run across about 10 dicks. Just scrolling down Twitter. I'm just looking for if anybody else has any more questions or anything, and I'm just passing through dicks.
Yep, dick after dick after dick. And are they pretty dicks? No, they're never pretty. So don't
I don't know. I mean, like I'm coming across one now. Oh, your lips are made to be pre-painted with thick hot cum. Original. You can imagine.
Yeah, and guys, I love it when you always say, I'm going to come just for you. This is my offering.
Oh,
nobody wants
no.
that shit, just so you know.
No, no.
That's not,
I mean,
a tribute,
not a tribute,
by the way.
That's not a tribute. That's not a tribute. No.
Not even close.
I don't give a fuck.
Nice
oh
try,
my
though.
God. This has been fun.
It has. And if you guys have problems with porn addiction and you want to get some help, you can go to nofap.com. Nofap.com. They are there to help you with your porn addiction.
That is awesome.
So there you go. We had fun, didn't we?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a lot of fun. Tegan calling in and Brian.
And Brian calling in. Yay, thanks, Brian. And MBR trying really hard to get through but couldn't. But that's okay. We will fix it for next time, hopefully.
And I know Master Black Rob was listening to us, couldn't get into the room, but we know.
Yeah, it was
there.
MBR. That's what I mean. I call him MBR.
Oh, yeah, you call him MBR. I thought you said NPR, and I'm sitting here thinking,
no,
like,
no.
National Public
yes,
Radio.
NPR
I'm like,
is listening to our hoity-toity right. little show. NPR I don't think
is
so.
Listening to us. Cool. Look, after the
we
day
really
I've had.
We've really come up in the world.
After the day I've had, God only knows, okay?
Anything's possible, right?
Right, anything's possible. We'll just do it like that, all right?
Totally. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening in. Let us know what you think. What are we going to do next time? Because I picked porn addiction. You're doing the next one. What are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing a good one. I'm going to ruffle a few feathers. We're going to talk about the Marquis de Sade.
The Marquis
yes.
de Sade.
The question is going to be, is he a BDSM icon or just a fucking disgusting ass pervert? I already know what the answer is. I don't give a fuck about what anybody else's opinion is. I know what the answer is. But we're going to talk about it.
Cool.
We're going to talk about
considering
it.
Considering it is quite the controversial subject when you think about the amount of sadistic shit going down. So
he is like,
you got to,
in some
pick your
parts,
icons, people. Pick your icons.
In some better. Parts of the BDSM community, he is an icon. He is a hero, and he is disgusting.
The Marquis. We love the Marquis.
We love the Marquis. We want the sodomy comes from the Marquis. Oh, Lord, God bless you. But we are going to discuss that. So, yes, do your homework.
Homework, people.
Yes. Read Justine. Read 120 Days of Sodom. 120 Days of Sodom is on YouTube. If not the movie, but the book. Audiobook, listen to it. Do a little research. And then come back here next month and let's talk.
Let's talk about your Marquis de Sade problems.
So, yes, if you have any questions or thoughts or ideas or anything, or even if you do, and I want to hear from others who do like the Marquis de Sade, I don't want to have my opinion
No, no, yeah. Other, like,
yeah.
I
would love
in.
To
yeah.
hear the positive opinions of it and maybe have my mind changed on it.
Change.
Because
we want our minds changed.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Go for it.
So, but yeah, that's what's going on. And when is the next show going to be?
I don't know. I sent you that. I thought we were going to do the September the 14th.
Yes, September the 14th. Sounds
September
good.
The 14th. We shall be back, and we shall be discussing history.
Yes. History, sex, Makita-san. Oh.
Ooh.
And lots of poo-poo pee-pee.
Oh, Lord, we should get some real tasty phone calls from that one.
Oh, gross.
So thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Tegan. Thank you, everybody. Seriously, you guys rock. We really do appreciate your involvement. And tell your friends. Seriously,
yes,
we want more
yes.
people calling in. Go crazy. Like I said, it's all up to you whether we keep this going or not. So there you go.
And
thanks for being around, man.
And we're not going to have intro or outro music until we decide to keep this going. So if y'all want intro
yeah.
or outro music, you're going to have to listen to us.
Yeah. So there.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We love you. We will see you next time in September.
Yes.
See you in September.
Toodles.
Ta-ta.